Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 766. The topic is mindset and the title is, Does Success Scare You? Might be kind of an odd question. Of course, we all want to be successful. However, there are actually aspects about success that can scare people, and if not corrected in regards to our mindset towards success, our belief of success, if not corrected, it can actually hold us back from being successful. One of the things I see often is that during hard times when people are struggling, the hope of success, this kind of dream wonderland of what we think our life could be, is a very good motivator for us to do the things that take us from a hard time to a comfortable time. And it doesn't mean that the comfortable time is an easy time in life, or even, you know, an excitable, like, lovely, wonderful, amazing, you know, better than ever time. Just it takes us from a hard time to at least a tolerable kind of going with the flow kind of feeling. And what we'll often see is when the hard times lessen, do you stay hungry? Meaning how hard you're willing to work when things are rough just to get to normal, quote unquote normal. Do we stay that aggressive? Do we stay that proactive? Do we stay that hungry to then go from normal to successful? I had a client reach out. Well, actually, not a client. They're somebody who wants to be a client. And they reached out, and in an email they said, I haven't reached out yet because I just wasn't ready. And we started talking about that a little bit further in detail, and we got to the question of ready for what? What did you feel like you weren't ready for? What did you believe would be asked of you that you didn't feel like you were prepared for? And we got down to it was discipline. They believed that for them to be successful in their goals, it was going to require a level of discipline that they did not yet have. My question to them was, how did you think you were going to get it? What are you doing today that'll build the discipline that you want for tomorrow? What are you doing today that'll build the discipline to allow you to become successful tomorrow? What they were doing was they were treading water, trying to survive the hard times and wait till things got normal. Then, when things were normal, they believed they'd have the capacity to then reach their goals. And what we talked about was the skills it took to survive the hard times mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, I mean, every aspect of it. Every aspect of surviving the hard times. The skill it took to go from hard to normal was going to be what they need to go from normal to successful. But they needed to continue to maintain the drive, continue to maintain the discipline. What happened was they got comfortable being uncomfortable. It's easy to be unhappy in life. That sounds odd. I know that. But I've been a personal trainer for 18 years. I've worked directly with over 2,000 clients. I taught at the university level and had over 500 students. I don't know the exact percentage, but overwhelmingly most people I meet are to some degree unhappy. But yet overwhelmingly most people I meet are not doing anything about it. They've accepted being unhappy. And why? Because it's easy. It's easy to blame other people. It's easy to blame our circumstances. It's easy to say, I could be successful if. It's much harder to blame yourself, to hold yourself accountable for your actions. Are you the one sleeping in not eating a healthy breakfast when your goal is fat loss? Are you the one deeming yourself to be too busy during the day to eat and then overeat at night and, you know, complain and whine that cravings are too strong, when it's your own actions that are causing the cravings? Are you the one who's not working out when you know that working out is necessary? You're coming up with this excuse, that excuse. You're not going through your life applying the four D's we've talked about, which is to delegate, delete, defer, or do. You're not trying to manage your workload. You're not trying to manage your daily life to, instead of trying to eliminate one thing that is a necessary thing, to make the room for training. And then all of a sudden, when that necessary thing rears its ugly head and needs to come back in, all of a sudden there's no room for training. Dig deeper, work harder, be more disciplined. Find a way to streamline what you do so training can be a regular thing. Now, in 20 years of lifting weights, I've only missed 7 consecutive days twice, 2 weeks. I've missed 1 week of training at a time twice in 20 years. Is that because I have an easy life? Is that because I'm not busy? Is that because I don't have, you know, the same demands that you do? I own my own business. That automatically means I have a lot of demands. There's a lot of demands placed on all of us. We don't need to compare one life to another life. If you talk to everyone, everyone is busy. I've talked to people who are retired who say that they don't have time for healthy things. Oh, I don't have time to get the right food in. I don't have time to work out. You're retired. What the hell are you talking about? You make your own schedule. You have just created things in a list of priorities and rankings that are inappropriate. They're 100% in charge of their schedule, and yet they still don't schedule time to eat right and to exercise. So everyone I talk to says they don't have time. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that interesting that every single person uses an excuse that they think separates them from everyone else? Oh, I don't have time to do that. You know, I'm not like you. I don't have all the time in the world for that kind of stuff. No one has any time for anything. You just make the choices you make with your time. How in the hell does I don't have time still register as an excuse? Everyone has the same amount of time. Everyone is busy. Everyone has to make choices per day on what is most important to them. You may not like the choice that you made, but you probably made it because you don't like the consequences of not making that choice more. This is what we have to pay attention to, is that we are always in charge of our choices. We may not like the choices we have available to us, but we have the choice to make our choice amongst the options. What I want to get across today, in today's podcast, is one thing I think that holds people back from moving more towards success in their life is that they believe in order to be successful, they have to be perfect. They have to be perfect. They have to have everything right, that nothing can be out of place. Everything needs to be perfect in their life, perfect schedule, you know, perfect house, perfect this, perfect job, perfect blah, 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 whatever. They believe that there has to be this magical land of perfect, and that no one can be successful unless they have these things. They look at this other person who's successful, well, they're only successful because they have money. They look at another person's success, they're only successful because they have that job. Look at another person, they're only successful because they have a supporting spouse. They look at another person, they're only successful because they don't have a spouse and they have all the time that a spouse would take. That's why they're successful. We come up with all this bullshit around why we think successful people are successful, that is something that we don't have. Everyone has their own challenges. Some people decide to deal with theirs and work with them, develop over time, and progress to be able to manage their difficulties with their success. That's what successful people do. They don't have a lack of difficulties. They don't have a lack of challenges. They've just decided to work those difficulties and challenges while also being successful. It is not perfection that allows us to be successful. It's the willingness to work regardless of perfection that allows us to be successful. I've talked a lot before about daily goals. I've bumped my 12 daily goals now to 13. So if you're a previous listener, you know that I've talked about my 12 daily goals before, and they're now 13. So I have 13 goals that I think if I do every day, allow me to live my best life. They're allowing me to become better and become more successful in what I want to be successful at. Well, am I perfect towards all 13 goals? No. But has the pursuit of being perfect towards these goals allowed me to feel more successful in life? Absolutely. So Brutal Iron Gym has been able to actually make more money during the year of 2020. So the gym itself has made money. I've made more money. We've progressed through the pandemic, which is an insane blessing. And it's come at a lot of advice by very smart people. Wink, wink, Meredith. Thank you very much. That's my fiance, by the way. She's a freaking genius when it comes to business. But it's something that in this year that is just absolute insanity for everyone. I won't even go through the story I'm going through because we all have our own story. But it's been an insane year. But one of the ways in which it's allowed us to grow in this year is the willingness to continue to work and adapt to what's coming. Here's an obstacle. Here's a challenge. Can I work around it? Do I need to work through it? Do I even need to deal with it? Maybe something came up that isn't even in the way, and it's just going to take my attention away if I address it. So I need to stay narrow focused on my path. That's the idea, is what's your path? Is this obstacle to the left and the right? Don't worry about it. Is it in the way, but you can get over it? Well, then figure out how to get through it. Is it in the way, but it's immovable? Figure out how to get around it. That's all. That's literally it. Was just a willingness to try to figure out more and more ways. There were ups and downs, and there's going to continue to be ups and downs. There's been ups and downs for the last 10 years of owning this business. There's been ups and downs the last 18 years of me being a personal trainer. The lack of challenges isn't what's going to make me successful. Trying to get everything perfect in my life so that way when I do try to go ahead and start towards my goal, it's just going to be an easy, smooth path. That is insane. That is absolutely insane. That does not happen. You cannot line up everything in a row and then just start and have it all fall down nice and easy. That is insane. Will never happen. Ever. If you want to be successful, start now and navigate all the crazy shit that happens in the meantime, regardless. Just figure it out. Just start and figure it out. When I started this podcast, I just used a microphone on my laptop, which eventually I was told was not very good. So my brother helped me get a really good microphone, which is a blessing. It makes the sound quality a lot better. When I first started out, I tried to script everything. I felt very restricted because I felt like I was reading more than I was talking. But then I tried to just kind of wing things, and that wasn't good structure. And I don't even know if this is a better one, but I like it so far. So I just started the podcast because I felt like it was a way for me to help other people, to give back some of the blessings and gifts that I've been given. And thankfully, it's worked out so far. So we've reached 49 out of 50 states. South Dakota is still holding out on me. So come on, South Dakota. Need somebody from South Dakota to listen to the podcast. We got 49 out of 50 states, over 20 countries. Over 20% of the listeners are actually from the outside of the United States. That's allowed me to have clients in the UK, Spain, Austria, Brazil, Mexico. It's pretty freaking cool. I never thought I'd have clients, you know, all across the United States, from California to New York to Florida, let alone ever in other countries. That's freaking awesome. I am insanely blessed and so grateful. But the only reason why I've ever gotten to whatever degree of success this is, and whatever it is, you know, small potatoes versus like what I want it to be, and it's a growing process. But what's allowed me to get to this level has just been the fact that I've been continuing to work through it. I just got started, thought something might be a good idea, I try it. If it falls flat in its face, I just guess that that's probably not what God wanted me to do, and I move on and try something else. Just continuing to try, continuing to move forward, continuing to try to progress. And that's what we want to focus on, is we falsely think success requires perfection. It does not. It just requires sustained progression. So going back to my 13 daily goals, I have 8 of the 13 that I am adherent over 80% of the days. Now, 8 out of 10 doesn't maybe sound that good. If it was like a, you know, an exam in school, I'd want an A, not a B. But in life, doing something every single day for 80% of the days or more is pretty damn hard. So that's pretty, I'm pretty proud of those ones. So I have 3, though, that I'm only adherent between 50 to 80%. And then I have 2 that I'm below adherent at 50%. I'm not even 50% adherent. What's holding me back on those 5 that are under 80%? What's holding me back on the 8 that are over 80, but they're not 100%? What's holding me back in every single one of those is myself. I could be more disciplined with energy and time management. I could be more disciplined with a strong mindset, a winning mindset, a right, strong character style mindset. I am the problem. But that's why I have these daily goals, because I want to fix that problem. I want to fix me. I want to fix my flaws that I still have when it comes to energy and time management. I want to fix my flaws that I still have towards character, what I want to improve in my character. I want to be a person who does 13 out of 13 every day. That's where I want to get to. But I'm only ever going to get there if I start working on it today. I'm only going to get to a better tomorrow by working today. That's my goal. Now, what I've found is when I first ever started having daily goals, there was an improvement in my life. Even though I was doing horrible at them, maybe 50% adherent at all. But it at least got me to 50%, which I previously wasn't doing before. And I saw an increase of success in my life. Whether that's success financially, whether that's success in job, whether it's success in relationships, physical health, emotional health, mental health. It was just an improvement. I saw an overall improvement in my life. As I became even more adherent and I found more ways to get more of those daily goals up over 50% and in the 80% range, I saw even more success. My life improved even more. I am getting closer to success every day, not because I'm perfect, but because I'm progressing. And I'm progressing in a sustainable way. I push myself into a new area of uncomfortable. I try new challenges, new methods, new ways. I take steps forward. Then, if it feels overwhelming, if it feels challenging, if it feels like I can't do more, I stay. I don't back off. I stay. Work that area. So that area becomes a new comfort. I then push more. I'm growing my comfort zone of what I can handle, what I can manage. Because I push a little bit outside of my current comfort zone, I hold steady, stay disciplined, and my comfort zone expands to where I am. And I'm continuing to do that every day. You don't need to be perfect to be successful. You just need to be better. You need to make progress. Need to push towards the direction of what you're defining success to be. And this can be success in many areas. You don't have to pursue just a financial success, which I think is where most people's minds go to when they think of successful. You can try to be successful in your relationships by connecting with the people you want to be successful with in relationships more often or more deeply, more meaningfully. You can try to be more successful spiritually. Whatever your spiritual beliefs are, maybe you spend more time, you know, reading the book of your religion, or even just kind of connecting into the world, like taking time to listen to the voices around you to become more connected. How can you progress? What are you doing physical health-wise, emotional health-wise, mental health-wise? You can have success in multiple areas. You can define it in multiple areas. And then you can have daily goals that push you towards each of those areas. That's why I have 13 daily goals. They're not all related to business, not at all. Actually, only one is related to business. Because although I want business to be successful, it is not the focus point of my life. I want to be a good person. I want to be a good partner. I want to be a good friend. I want to spread positivity and helpfulness into the world. Now, my job is a blessing in the sense that it can help me do that. But that's my main goal. I just want to be a good person and make the world a better place by the time I leave it. To me, that's success. So my 13 daily goals push me in that way. They push me towards connections with others and relationships. They push me towards taking care of myself so I can give my best to others and hopefully be around for a long time. They push me towards a better spiritual connection. So I listen to a daily sermon every day. Every day I want to try to connect with my God and try to learn more about the way He wants me to live life. I have financial goals. I have goals in kind of a bunch of categories. But this is what I'm working towards. What are you working towards? Are you waiting to put in the work until you have everything just right? How's that worked out for you so far? Still waiting? Still waiting for things to be perfect? Still waiting until things get back to normal? Whatever the hell that is. What are you waiting for? Chances are what you're waiting for is because you're waiting for something or someone or yourself to be perfect, to be ready. But it doesn't require perfection to be successful. It simply requires progression. Can you do something today that'll make you better tomorrow? Not perfect tomorrow, just better. Give yourself small goals every day. You can give yourself a couple goals that help build confidence, like make your bed. Brush your teeth. Take a shower, okay? Maybe talk to a friend. Take multivitamins. You know, that's something you could do for health, is take some supplements. That can be a daily goal that's very easy to do. You're still going to miss it on days because you travel and just kind of forget some days. But that's an easy one. Then give yourself some hard ones. Maybe some ones that test some character flaws you really want to work on. You know, anger issues, maybe just disconnection issues from others. Maybe you have a bad habit of staying up late at night, maybe you have bad habits otherwise. The things that we maybe have known for a while that hold us back from being the best person we can be. Can we set a goal towards those every day? So you might have goals that are easy to do. They help build confidence. They show you that you can be successful. Then you can have some goals that test you, that challenge you. Maybe you're not going to have the best adherence on those ones, but any adherence is probably better than what you're doing now. If you currently are only doing something right in a single area 25% of the time, but you can get it to 33%, that is enough to become more successful in that area. That is enough to feel a difference. That's all you need is progression. Okay. So that's what I'd encourage you to do today, is to set up some daily goals and just try to be better. That's it. Don't worry about trying to be perfect. If you miss the goal, try to figure out what made you miss it. See if there's a way you can work around it, work through it, or if something got in the way that didn't even need to be done, eliminate it, get rid of it. But that's what you want to do, is you want to set up some daily goals and push yourself to progress. Not to be perfect, just to progress. You'll find that although you're not perfect yet, you are better. And you'll see levels of new success in your life. So, does success scare you? If it does, it's probably because you have a false belief of what you think success requires of you. It does not require perfection. It only requires progression. Who you would be when you are successful is built along the path to success. You must walk that path. You can't go from who you are today to who that person is tomorrow in an instant. You must develop that person. It is in the process of developing that person that you develop success. Success doesn't come to who you are today. Success comes to who you will build yourself to be tomorrow. So get started. If you want any help along the way, you can always reach out. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We're always here to help. We've been offering free consultations for anyone interested. We're still offering that. So you can listen to podcast number, let me look it up real quick, 763. We did a live consultation with Jesse, and we talked about training for strength and shape, but not extra mass. He wanted to get stronger, and he wanted to kind of, you know, still look good, but he didn't really want to get any bigger. He was big enough. What a lucky guy. So that's something that you could see is how those consultations go, what they would be like. You call in, or we do a Zoom call or whatever. You can stay anonymous if you want. You tell us what you're struggling with. We tell you how to fix it. But if you want to know what your daily goal should be, if you want to know the work that you need to do to develop yourself to become successful, that free consultation is a great, great way to do that. Okay? So reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We can set you up for a time. And we'll record it, and you can learn from your story, and also so can everyone else. Okay, you can also check out our website, www.brutalirongym.com, for more services and other options. If you like the podcast, if you think this podcast is helpful in any way, please share it with friends and family. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. You can share it on social media, in a text message, email, conversation, however. Just please, 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 please share the podcast. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.